The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Uh-oh. We got good news, Albin. We've got good news.
We've got great
right
news
out of the gate. Yeah. Before we get to any of our guests,
yep.
By the way, talking to Michelle Bachmann in a couple of minutes.
And that's good news,
and
too.
That's the bad news. Oh. The good news is we're talking to Michelle Bachmann. What we talk about with her is really bad news. And in hour two, we have Tom Jones is coming on the program. That's all I'm going to say right now.
You got to do that unusual. Ba-ba-bum.
Exactly.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Now, here's the good news, folks. Doug Mastriano won the Republican primary in Pennsylvania last night for governor. That is a huge deal. He's been on this program many times. We've gotten to know him. We knew him before, you know,
he was a big nobody.
He was a nobody. And we brought him up.
We made him.
And we made him. And now it's time for payback. No, actually, this is important that people understand, because people all around this country are thinking, why do we care about the Pennsylvania governorship? Let me tell you. Pennsylvania is the keystone state. It's an important state. And many of these states have been, sort of taken over by either what we call rhinos or whatever. Doug Mastriano is just firing on all cylinders, spectacular. For him to say he's running for governor, when he said that, I thought, what?
Yeah.
So for him to win the primary last night, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I got texts from my friends Jenna Ellis, who was with him. She's been campaigning with him.
Oh, she has.
Jenna Ellis was campaigning with him. Then I get a text from Sean Foyt, who was on the program either yesterday or the day before. I can't remember. Sean, by the way, I think he's abandoned his family.
No,
because everywhere I look, there he is. He was in Florida at Disney. He's in on the Supreme Court steps yesterday.
Yeah.
Then yesterday he texts me he's with Mastriano yeah. at the headquarters last night. You know, I guess he led worship, and that's what they did to celebrate. But ladies and gentlemen, this is happy news for America that we are electing people like this. In other words, you know, there were a number of people in the Republican Party. In fact, I can say this now. But about a week and a half ago, I spoke at a Republican Party event in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And four of the GOP candidates for governor were at the event to hear me speak.
Wow.
Doug Mastriano was not there.
What?
And I couldn't say to them at the time that I'm rooting for Doug Mastriano.
Yeah.
But it's just fascinating to me. So that's huge news yesterday.
It is.
And that's all we're going to say about the
elections.
My twin
brother sent me a text saying, like, I have some campaign ad ideas for Doug. Can I get them to you? Like, through you, Ab.
That's funny, actually. Yeah. We're the kingmakers.
We are.
Remember that. So that's number one. That's good news. Number two.
Everyone we've endorsed, by the way, has won. So
that's right. We're the kingmakers, the rainmakers. Number two, in less happy news, allergies. Is it just me?
It is just you.
I have been so exhausted lately that it is I can't think. I can't whatever. This has been going on for a month, basically.
Yeah,
kind of
running,
ups and downs.
You're running around the country for a month, and you're wondering why you're run down.
Well, but whenever I come to New York, it gets really bad. Mm. Like, I'm just agitated. I'm whatever. I'm tired all the time.
A lot of ragweed in New York
and
City.
And I really do think it's just in the air. So I'm looking forward. This is my way of saying I'm looking forward to flying tomorrow to Colorado Springs, where the air is cleaner and clearer up in the high mountains. I'm going to be in Colorado Springs this weekend speaking at a number of events. I don't even know what I'm doing. All I know is I'm speaking. I'm going to be with Sean Foyt.
Yeah.
He's got two brands. He's got the Let Us Worship brand, right?
Yeah.
And then he's got, I don't even remember the other
one. Hold the Line.
Hold the Line. What is wrong with me? Yeah, so one's kind of political and one's kind of worshiping. But I'm going to be with Sean Foyt. We're going to be in Boulder. We're going to be in Colorado Springs. And then I'm speaking at a church in Colorado Springs. It's called The Road. And The Road Church, Pastor Steve Holt, I'm speaking twice on Sunday morning. And I'm giving my testimony because I've been there not that many months ago and I spoke about on this the subject of is atheism dead, sort of the apologetics, whatever. This time I'm speaking on the subject of my book, Fish Out of Water. Fish Out of Water. Fish Out of Water is my the story of my life up until my dramatic, miraculous conversion with the Bigfoot and the UFOs.
That's like Don Knotts and the Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Right.
He was a fish and he came out of water and he was a man. When
very similar.
Very similar.
By the way, folks, if you're listening, don't. okay, so that's a couple things. We want to mention also, as you know, on May 31st, the day after Memorial Day, Tuesday night, you want to kick off your summer, right, folks? Tuesday night in New York City at the Union League Club, we are having the first Socrates in event in a long time. With I thought, hey, could we get a guy who walked on the moon? There's six of them living. Could we get me one of them? And you know, I hear crickets. It's like, oh, it's a big deal. There's six of them. Finally, we got one. His name is Charlie Duke. He walked on the moon 50 years ago. Last night, I was flipping around on what we call the TV, and there was a documentary. I think it was Fox Business or some strange thing. They had a documentary on the moon landing.
Yeah.
The more you learn about what they did, it is jaw-dropping. It is so insane what they pulled off. It's almost unbearable when you hear what they had to do, how this worked out. And these 12 men... I mean, obviously 18 when you think of the guys in the lunar – I always forget what they call it, who was circling, you know, the Michael Collins job.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is staggering what these human beings accomplished. If you want to talk about just the human spirit, what human beings have done, there is nothing more astonishing than getting to the moon. And by the way, if this was done 50 years ago, imagine the technology that they had 50 years ago. It is just absolutely insane. And so we're going to be talking. I have the privilege of talking with Charlie Duke. The closer we get to it, the more nervous I get. I just feel like I might faint in awe of
well, before you faint, SocratesInTheCity.com is where people must go.
If you maybe you know of somebody who lives in the New York area and you want to send them as a gift, you know, I just think this is going to be very special. People have been openly weeping who can't make it to the event. So if you know somebody who can make it, just go to SocratesInTheCity.com. All right. Before we get to Michelle Bachmann, I have to say that in hour two today, we are talking to a dude named Tom Jones. You will not believe this guy. He has literally, you talk about walking on the moon, he has walked on Earth. He has walked or run from one coast of the United States to the other coast. This is consecutively. This is not over the course of a lifetime. He's going to tell his story.
Yeah. It is just 76 marathons. Yeah,
it's like you've heard of 76 trombones.
Yeah,
well, that's nothing.
Or 1776.
76 marathons. Yeah. So okay, so we have him coming up. I should also mention we continue our fundraiser for CSI. When you think about what's going on in the Ukraine, folks, people are suffering, and we want to show them love and that we care. They're refugees. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. I think I'll have John Eibner. I want to replay my conversation with John Eibner at the end of the day today so you can get the details. But we need your help. CSI needs your help. It's the right thing to do. We are all blessed. We are all wealthy. When we think about what's going on in the world today, we are really, really blessed. And we need to help those who are not so blessed. We want to remind you of that. Anything else that we have to remind people
about?
Well,
I want to actually give them a phone number real quick for CSI, if you don't mind. Here it is. It's 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. Call now before you forget, because we're really, this is very, very important, what's happening in the world.
The number
today
is 888-253-3522.
Oh, yeah. And one other thing. You know what? I went to CNN, and it said there, Trump-backed 2020 election denier wins GOP primary for Pennsylvania governor.
That's a horse laugh. There's nothing funnier than the fact that Doug Mastriano is going to be the governor of Pennsylvania. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I've been in my mind. It's such a fine line that keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there. Hey there, folks. Some really big news, really sick stuff that you didn't think could ever happen. The sellout of U.S. sovereignty to the World Health Organization. I can't think of anything more sick, satanic, end time, insane. So who do we talk to about this? I thought if we could get Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann on the program, she's on top of this issue. She's right now the dean of the Robertson School of Government for Regent University, and she is my guest. Michelle Bachmann, welcome.
Thank you so much, and also longtime friend to Eric Metaxas.
Well, honored to think so. I have to say, you have been in public life for a long time. You get in the weeds on this stuff. I can't bear sometimes to look at it. What I have been hearing from you and others regarding this issue, it seems like a kind of madness. Like somebody must be making it up. It can't be true. Tell us what is going on.
Well, that is the biggest problem right now, because people can't believe that this could be possible. But then just say to yourself, what have we lived through for the last 2.5 years, where Congress didn't vote on mask mandates, Congress didn't vote on lockdowns, Congress didn't vote on suspending rent for rent control issues. They didn't vote to mandate vaccines. None of those votes were taken. It was all under the auspices of emergency powers that the Biden administration, whether it was Rachel Walensky at the Centers for Disease Control or Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx, pronouncements were made. It was just a press release or a press conference. And we were all told, oh, this is law. We were told that we had to comply as though it was law when it wasn't law. It was emergency action. So what's happening? I set that up because what's happening is that level of rising authoritarianism and a denial of our civil liberties the last 2 years in America by American health officials, that level of authoritarianism, decision-making under the Biden amendments, if they pass in Geneva, Switzerland, May 22nd through 28th, would transfer American sovereignty and the sovereignty of all nations over the world, over our healthcare decisions, from our nation over to the Director General of the World Health Organization. That's frightening. The guy who leads the World Health Organization is a guy named Tedros. He's a radical Marxist who has a very tortured past. He was covering up pandemics in his own country of Ethiopia, but he's been the spokesman for the Communist Chinese Party throughout this pandemic. And also, he was now just reelected for another five-year term by the Communist Chinese to be the Director General of the World Health Organization. He's the individual that, under the Biden amendments, would have unilateral authority to declare that there's a health emergency in America, and he would be able to come up with a solution. And because the Biden administration, clearly this is against the U.S. Constitution to do this, but because the Biden administration is proposing these amendments for passage, and it looks like they have the votes for passage, that shows the evidence of what the policy position is of the Biden administration. So they're willing to let U.S. sovereignty pass to the U.N. through the WHO to make these kinds of decisions.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, what you just said is it is hard to take in. We have to understand that either we're in the end times or this is kind of like a kind of a dress rehearsal, because the idea that we in America could submit ourselves to what's effectively world government by Marxists, by people who share none of our values, and that we would have a presidential administration, whether you believe it's stolen or not, by the way, it was, but whether you believe it was stolen or not, they are behaving in such a way that is utterly scandalous, fundamentally unconstitutional. You referred to these emergency powers acts because of COVID. This is like right out of my Bonhoeffer book. This is precisely what the Nazis did with the burning of the Reichstag. They basically seize on an opportunity to declare everything null and void, and they can do whatever they do because we're in a state of emergency. It is a lie. It is ridiculous, but it's happening. And unless Americans stand up and do something, it will happen. So next week, you said, this is going to be happening. This is a conference in Geneva, Switzerland. So Is there anything we can do to avert this? I mean, it's effectively the end of America. It sounds like I'm making this up, but what you just said is it's unbelievable. To cede sovereignty to some organization, I mean, it's fundamentally unconstitutional, but I guess my question is, what can we do?
Well, what we can do, first of all, is pray. And remember that God does not abandon us. His banner over us is love. He hears us when we cry out to him. And so no one should despair. No one should cry. What we need to do is recognize that we have a holy God who loves us. This has not taken him by surprise. Pray Psalms 2 over this issue. Psalms 2 says that the nations are in rebellion against God, but God sits on his throne and laughs about things like this because he is sovereign. You can't give away ultimate sovereignty. God is sovereign. So what the Biden administration is doing is clearly lawless. It is clearly unconstitutional, but there's a difference between law and power. And the Biden administration has the power to do whatever they want unless we check them. So what we need to do is contact our U.S. senators, our House members, our governor, our state attorney general, because all of them are impacted, and tell them we want these Biden amendments withdrawn before they're voted on May 22nd through 28th in Geneva, Switzerland, at the World Health Assembly. In 2005, the United States submitted itself to international health regulations. So these are amendments to the international health regulations. It's not a treaty. That's why this doesn't come before the U.S. Senate for 2/3 vote. But this is so big and of so much import, we need to demand that our U.S. senators get up to speed on this and demand a vote on this in the United States Senate and the House before this goes through. Now, assuming that's not going to happen, we have a six-month period after the vote in Geneva when these actual amendments come into force. They will be in force in November. The bad thing about that is that effectively means it won't matter who wins in the November election. If the Biden administration thinks it's lawful to have the authority over healthcare crisis, emergency authority handed over to the WHO general director. So remember again, all these extraordinary, unlawful, unconstitutional actions happened in America because President Biden declared a state of emergency. People don't realize we're still under a state of emergency. There is no end date on that state of emergency that Biden put in place. We need to demand from our senators that Biden end the state of emergency today. That shouldn't continue on. But what this does is this has the United States saying, we're going to give emergency powers to the UN, to the World Health Organization. And already the Biden administration issued a memo saying that 47 nations, and these are the big ones, the EU, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, these are like legitimate nations, Norway, Switzerland, that have already signed on and back these amendments. So presumably this is going to pass. We're not talking Mauritania here or Zimbabwe. So most likely this is going to pass by a simple majority. We have 6 months to get that same majority level to come out of the agreement. We don't want to do that. We want to stop this before it's voted on May 22nd through 28th. That's why this is a time-sensitive matter. And the reason why our senators don't know about this is because the Biden administration shared these amendments with the UN, with the World Health Assembly. They didn't bother sharing them with the United States Congress or with the American people. They quietly put these amendments up on a government website April 12th, like a month ago. That's why nobody knew about this. And we're scrambling at the last minute. The primary source document is the best place to go. Read the amendments for yourself. There's a couple of articles I think that I sent to you, Eric, that I recommend you put up on your site. One is an article by Pete Hoekstra from the Gatestone Institute on what's happening. Another one is by Dr. Peter Breggin that's highly authoritative. He has a link to these amendments. It's at the website AmericaOutloud.com. There's another great article by investigative reporter Leo Homan, HOHMANN.com. And he has a link to all the amendments too. So you can see it for yourself.
I'm posting all of these on my social media if people follow me on Gab or Parler or Twitter. But we should send out an email when we send out the video of this interview. We will link to them. Folks, I'm talking to Michelle Bachmann, Dean at the Robertson School of Government at Regent University. We'll be right back. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
You cut out your dancing and you never see a show.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Dean Michelle Bachmann. Used to be Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Now, Michelle Bachmann, you're the dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University. What we're talking about is obviously unconstitutional, unprecedented, and most people living their lives just can't believe that the people in leadership that they've elected, theoretically, could be so profoundly ignorant or just evil that they would turn the nation over to strangers, to bad actors, to people like the head of WHO. It seems impossible. Are senators like, you know, the good guys out there, Josh Hawley and company? There's a number of senators and congressmen, Jim Jordan, who I would expect would be on this. Do you have any sense of any of them are talking about this?
These are very good guys, but in their defense, I think a lot of them have no idea. We're all blindsided by this. It's not easy to get to them, quite honestly. They've got a phalanx of staff in front of them, and the staff knows everything. They're all the staff in these congressional and Senate offices, most of them are 25 years old and know everything. And so it's tough to penetrate that wall that surrounds a member of Congress. But nonetheless, we have to try. We have to do everything that we can. I know Senator Rick Scott, I spoke with his chief of staff, senator from Florida, and spoke to him, sent him information. Rick Scott tweeted over the weekend that he is in opposition to the WHO taking sovereignty over the U.S. So it's starting to penetrate.
But that's not a big deal that Rick Scott, we would expect he would be opposed to somebody taking over the sovereignty of the U.S. We would expect anybody who's not an idiot or a communist to be opposed to this. So big deal. The question is, what is Rick Scott and his fellow senators going to do about it? I mean, that's a little bit more.
And again, what they have to do is they have to kick and scream, and they need to throw a tantrum on the Senate floor and the House floor and say, look, you're not getting another vote out of us. We're not even going to vote until you withdraw those amendments. You bring those amendments here in the House floor and the Senate floor. We're going to take a look at them. We're going to tell the American people what they say. And that's what people need to do. Read these amendments. A lot of what the amendments do is scratch out the right of the U.S. to have our unilateral authority. Instead, that authority is given over to the Director General. Now, here's something people might say in objection. In the original international health rules, there's an opt-out clause for every nation. With the Biden administration, the opt-out clause remains, but it's completely undermined, that opt-out clause, because the Biden administration, throughout all of the amendments, makes it clear they are taking away from themselves voluntarily and giving away our authority to the UN Director General. So that's the intention, the policy direction of the Biden administration. If Donald Trump was the president, I don't think this would happen. I think if that was in law, he would say, we're out of here, just like he got us out of the Paris Climate Accord. But that's not who is president. We have to go with who is president. Look at the open southern border. That's not constitutional. So the Constitution isn't constraining the current president. And so, therefore, that administration is peopled by a lot of globalists, a lot of people who believe in one world government. And again, that used to be considered tinfoil hat stuff if you brought it up. Now these people are wide open. Look at the World Health Economic Forum. They just held a world government summit. You heard me right. They're not subtle. They held a world government summit in Abu Dhabi on March 30th, calling for these kind of things. So they believe in one world government. We think it's nuts. They actually think this is a good idea. They love the idea of stripping away our right to redress our grievances or our right to have speech. Look at this goofy disinformation board. That's exactly the road that the Biden administration is going on by design. These aren't accidents. This is by design because they have a philosophical bent that is not the bent of our Constitution. Their bent is more in line with communist parties than it is with freedom and liberty under our Constitution.
Okay, but that's precisely the issue. We have, come of age at a time when there has been such a drift ideologically in this country. We used to teach kids why America is special and great, and why our ideas have enabled us to be free and self-governing and tremendously prosperous in so many ways. We've ceased to do that, and so we've really opened the door to these false ideologies coming in. So in the past, any average American would have said, what? That is anti-American, that is un-American, that is unacceptable, it's despicable. How dare you even bring it up? But we're living in a time when the cultural elites are anti-American. They don't say that, but of course they are. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the founders' vision. They don't care about ordered liberty. They really are more ideologically aligned with the leaders of the Communist Party in China than with the founders. And it's an amazing thing that this is what we're facing. So if we, the people, do not assert ourselves and make sure that our elected representatives do something about this. I mean, I have to say it is astonishing to me that every single member of Congress who says he or she is a Republican, every single member of the Senate, that they would not be up in arms about this. We're going to go to a break. We're talking to Michelle Bachmann, who's now the dean and a professor at the Robertson School of Government at Regent University. This is a big issue, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're never without you. Within you, without you. Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. I know you know how much I love Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell and MyPillow right now are offering a BOGO extravaganza. BOGO, buy one, get one. BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you get the buy one, get one free special. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the six-piece towel sets, and the roll-and-go anywhere My Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code ERIC. That's the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free. You won't believe it. It's amazing. 800-978-3057 or MyPillow.com. Use the code ERIC.
We can never know about the days to
come. Hey there, folks. Good news. We're talking to Michelle Bachmann. She is somebody who understands what America is, and that there are people trying to destroy our country from within. It sounds crazy, except, unfortunately, it's not crazy. Even the last election, Michelle, I just have to ask you, have you seen 2,000 Mules? Because I personally, I was troubled by the election the day after. I said, wait a minute, this is very confusing. What's going on? I was further troubled when everyone in power said, hey, shut up. You can't talk about that. I thought, what? What do you mean I can't talk about it? This would be the most horrible thing that could ever happen. I think I need to talk about it. We are living in unprecedented times. I think we have to be clear that I don't know. Apart from my faith in the God of Scripture, I would be despairing at this point. But we have faith in the God of the Scripture.
That's right. And Eric, yes, I saw 2,000 Mules, and actually you were invited and you participated in Regent University's Election Integrity Conference. I saw exactly what you did after the 2020 election. We were the only university in America that I know of that actually did a conference on the 2020 election and on election integrity. We have a 7-hour free conference that I invite people to watch. It's as timely today as when we broadcast it with your participation. It's at regent.edu /election integrity. One more time, regent.edu/election integrity. And we have 7 hours examining what happened in that 2020 election. I also want to just give a shout out to Regent University. We are one of the only universities in America that teaches America's true founding, our godly heritage, our godly history. We teach it at undergraduate and graduate level. Even among Christian universities, you don't get what America's godly heritage is or what our Constitution actually says. We teach a pro-constitutional perspective because we teach from a biblical worldview. So I didn't mean to give a commercial.
No,
but
please
just to
do
say
give a commercial. It's vital that people know what is out there that's, you know, that is being faithful to what we believe in. And Regent is at the top of the list. Absolutely.
It is. Started by the founder was Pat Robertson. For 44 years, we've been teaching from this perspective. We still teach according to our mission statement, which is founded upon a biblical worldview understanding. We're very, very proud of that. We have very high academic standards, and it's a great school. But I agree with you, Eric. You and I, from our generation, we understand this threat. In America's schools today, they've been getting critical race theory, the essence of critical race theory, for probably well over a decade, maybe even 20 years. So for the younger generation coming up, they have virtually zero understanding of America's true constitutional underpinnings, certainly the godly nature of our foundation. It's just not present. So for you and I in our generation, we understand that because we were taught that George Washington and Abe Lincoln were heroes. Today, we're all taught that they're racist and their statues have to come down. So we're living in a very different time today. There is no comparison. There's no parallel with what we were taught when we were growing up. This is, Eric, let me say this. It is my opinion, we're living through a coup, an ideological coup, because our nation, our underpinning, the spirit of America that began with the Pilgrims in Plymouth Rock, that's been thrown out the window. And instead, a completely false view of America, a false view of our underpinnings as a nation is being presented. That's a coup. That's an illegal takeover of facts and who we are. It's a time of propaganda. But that coup is for the purpose of putting forth a revolution. We're living through a revolution right now in America. America is under attack. Our money is under attack. Our philosophy is under attack. Our education system is under attack. So we have to open up our eyes. The Bible has something to say about the times that we live in. We shouldn't be shocked about these times that we are living in. The Bible lets us know that these kind of days are coming. But again, not for the purpose of fear. We should rejoice and be grateful. We live in the days that the prophets long to see, but we are to occupy until the Lord comes. And so we need to stand for righteousness. We need to stand for biblical values. And what's being proposed by the Biden administration in these amendments, you mentioned at the top of the hour, this is satanic. I couldn't agree more. To take away our freedom from us and give it to the UN, this is a very dangerous move, an existential threat, if you will, to the existence of the United States of America.
Well, that's the whole thing. And if you have a view of America as, you know, we are supposed to be, in the words of John Winthrop, quoting Jesus, and of course, quoted down the years, a shining city on a hill. We are to be holding out the torch of liberty to the whole world and saying,
that's right,
we want the whole world to be able to govern itself, just like we have been able to do. And in order to do that, you need to have virtue. You need to have religious liberty. You need to understand how it works. You have to fight for it. It's a republic if you can keep it. We, in recent years, have not been keeping it very effectively. And it is an amazing thing, because if you don't understand how glorious it is, how rare it is, then it will go away because you don't do what is necessary. So I really believe that the crises that we're facing right now, it's God's mercy. It's a severe mercy waking us up, that if you
Amen.
Do not stand
Amen.
And fight and pray, if you do not act, this goes away. You are under judgment. You need to repent. And I kind of think it's a moment for us as Americans to see that and to do that. And this is a perfect example of it, frankly.
Amen. And we shouldn't discount the power of prayer and the power of fasting, the power of confessing our sins before an almighty God. We have a whole pattern in the Old and the New Testament of exactly that, that God's people are to return to him in prayer, fasting, confession of sins. And he hears us when we cry. It's a promise in the Bible. So I'm not guaranteeing that if we pray that these amendments won't pass. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that he holds us in the palm of his hand, just like it says in the book of Jude, and we can trust him for that.
Folks, we're talking to former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. We've got a short segment left with her. Don't go away. My website is ericmetaxas.com, and our radio website is metaxastalk.com. We'll be right back.
Now my ego's out of sight. I look into your eyes. And I see everything I need. I've been so unwise. Let's make a compromise. It's cold outside. Can't trust the weather. With you by my side, I feel better. I feel like we're the same.
Outside the rain begins, and it may never end.
Folks, I'm talking to former Congresswoman from Minnesota, Michelle Bachmann, now the Dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University. We were just talking about, you know, what America is and how we haven't been teaching that. And at the heart of that, and you know this, Michelle, because we know each other, we've talked about this, but it's the abdication of the church. The churches across America, including many evangelical churches, have decided we don't want to be political. We're not supposed to be political. And you think, where did you get that totally unbiblical idea? It is completely unbiblical. It's ridiculous. And yet it's because of the abdication of the churches in doing what they're supposed to be, in being the conscience of the state, in speaking strongly on these kinds of things, that the nation has drifted this way. At least that's my thesis.
No, you're exactly right about that. It's a lie. It's a lie to say that the church shouldn't become involved in issues because it's considered political. Eric, you and I aren't being political in this conversation. We're being biblical. We're reading what the Bible says, and we're trying to apply it to life. Why in the public marketplace of ideas should Christians be absent? That's absolutely crazy. And how are believers supposed to know what's going on if they aren't hearing it from the pulpit? So I want to challenge pastors. Pastors have a very hard job to do. But right now, in this particular time in history, we need pastors to get not only involved, but they need to understand what this subject matter is. There's a great book, for instance, by a friend of mine, Pastor Jim Garlow. It's called Well Versed. He takes about 30 big topics that are perennial in our nation, and he goes through, he lays out the scripture, what the scripture says, so pastor can be prepared on all issues, even like this particular issue. It's not God's will that we go into slavery and captivity. That's what happens when America gives away its sovereignty over healthcare decisions to the UN Director General of the WHO. We essentially go into a form of slavery and captivity because we have someone who it does not agree with our values, who doesn't have our best interests at heart, who is controlled by an atheistic communist country like China, making decisions for us. Well, you resist now, or you resist later at your peril when it's harder to resist. Churchill gave a fabulous speech where he says, you fight now and you keep fighting and you fight because the sooner you fight, the more likely you will not go into chains. That's why we're telling people, call your senators, call your House member, call your governor, go to Eric's website, look at his social media, get the information, get the primary source documents so you know what you're talking about, and just present it to these lawmakers and say, we insist, call out, that the Biden administration withdraw these amendments until you have a chance to read them, until you have a chance to debate them. This is so consequential. Why would you sit with your thumb in your mouth and do nothing? This is the time when you get up off your hands and you act. That's why you're a leader. That's why you were elected. Do your job, act, and stand up for our freedom.
You are singing my song in my key, by the way. I have to tell you, it's such a joy to hear you say these things, because anyone who is awake to the horror of the moment knows that we have to act, we have to speak, we have to stand up, we have to fight. And as you said, it's because we haven't fought that we're in this position. We have, you know, I say it's like playing patty cake with the devil. You have no idea until it's too late. Then you realize, oh, we've wasted all this time. I really believe God's hand is still on this country, but he is calling us to do the right thing now, to repent of our inaction, to care about people around the world by being a strong nation. We're out of time. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, just so grateful for you and your time. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.